And so I want to welcome all the way from the Republic of Ireland, our good friend and a respected scientist and researcher on the issue of fluoride, who is changing the landscape in Ireland on this very issue of fluoride. Good morning, Declan.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
What time of day is it where you're at?
Just gone 2:30 in the afternoon.
Terrific. So you're in the afternoon, we're in the morning, but we're going to get along. Declan, it's great to touch base with you again. We've just talked to Heather Gingrich, who lives, of course, right on our doorstep here in Ingersoll on the issue of water and fluoride. It's a battle that you're in the middle of there in Ireland, and I wonder if you can bring us up to date on your battle.
Well, in the last week, I've just published a new report that's up on my website, which should be of great interest for any communities where water fluoridation will be practiced, because what I've actually done is taken a considerable effort, as you can imagine, but I looked at the findings and observations of the United States National Academy of Sciences in their comprehensive report published in 2006, where they looked at the human health impacts of fluoride, total fluorides from drinking and foodstuffs. And they categorized it into various categories in terms of how it may affect human health. For instance, they had a chapter on neurological health, they had a chapter on cancer, they had a chapter on musculoskeletal effects, on endocrine effects, reproductive disorders, and so forth. So I took all of their main principal findings, and then I examined them in the context of the health statistics for the Republic of Ireland, which is fluoridated, and compared them with non-fluoridated Northern Ireland and non-fluoridated Europe. And then I included also in all of my graphs data where it was available from other fluoridated countries. So there's information there for Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United States.
We will make sure to pass along that information to link our listeners here in London to that study at the end of our chat. But Declan, I wonder, if, having just researched this and just published this, if you can tell us here in London, Ontario, what we need to know about the fact that we still have fluoride in our water and what effect it obviously is having on all of us as adults, but especially as children?
Well, here are some of the basic facts, right? This is from published peer-reviewed papers examining the disease burdens and mortality between the Republic of Ireland, which, as I said, was non-fluoridated, and Northern Ireland, or the Republic of Ireland, which is fluoridated, and Northern Ireland, which is fluoridated. What they found was that the incidence of mortality from diabetes in the south of Ireland was 470% higher than in non-fluoridated Northern Ireland. They found that the incidence of mortality from endocrine, nutritional, and metabolic diseases were 350% higher in the south of Ireland than in Northern Ireland. The incidence of, say, sudden infant death syndrome was 300% higher. The incidence of deaths from rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis was 277% higher. Diseases from musculoskeletal systems and connective tissues, mortality was 228% higher. Diseases of the blood and immunological disorders, 220% higher. Then sicknesses like tuberculosis, 162% higher. Mental and behavioral disorders, 150% higher. Chronic lower respiratory diseases, about 45% higher, and it just goes on. And a whole range of cancers, some of which were up to 55% higher in the south of Ireland than in Northern Ireland.
Declan, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a scientist, but just listening to the last 2 minutes of what you said is enough by itself, unless there is some other major factor which we're missing, to convince me that fluoride in the water is simply evil.
It's shocking. I mean, one of the most alarming ones, the highest difference actually was to be found, not in mortality, but it will be in the future. It was to do with examining early onset dementia. Okay, now this is an area that the National Research Council in America examined and found that aluminium fluoride complexes they found that fluoride creates free radicals in the brain, and free radicals in the brain are linked to both cancer as well as Alzheimer's. And you're not supposed to get Alzheimer's before you're 65 in a healthy population, but the incidence of early onset dementia in the age group 30 to 59 years of age in the south of Ireland is 450% higher than Northern Ireland.
That is so, Declan, that is so shocking, and we need to know that so badly. I'm going to ask you to repeat it for those cynics in our audience who don't think fluoride in the water causes any serious health side effects. Can you just walk through what you just said?
The National Research Council in America found that fluorides create free radicals in the brain, which are linked to Alzheimer's disease. In the last 50 years in America, in North America, there's been a 500% increase in Alzheimer's in the United States. And in Northern Ireland, the difference between early onset dementia in the age group 30 to 59 years of age compared to the south of Ireland, we are 450% higher incidence of early onset dementia compared to non-fluoridated Northern Ireland.
Wow. What are the folks in the Republic of Ireland saying about this research, or are they just beginning to wrap their minds around it?
They're just beginning to wrap their minds about it. One of the national magazines in this country, publications, have ran three comprehensive reports in it back-to-back over the last number of weeks, very comprehensive journalism by an amazing magazine called Hot Press. Your listeners can go online to review the articles. It's Hot Press magazine. They've summarized some of the findings of my report, and it's causing quite a stir around the country. Not only that, but I sent a copy of my report to the likes of Professor Isaacson, who in the United States, who's one of the leading neurotoxicologists in America, as well as the world. He was sitting on the National Research Council Scientific Committee examining the brain impacts of fluoride on the population. And he just sent me an email last night. He read the report that I just published, which is like 200 pages and 600 scientific references in it. And he got back to me almost immediately, and he said that the report was extraordinary, he said, and of immense importance in terms of highlighting the risks of fluoride exposures on the population. And he requested like that it is necessary for as many people as possible to get to read that report so that they can understand the dangers that are involved with fluoride, because their governments are ignoring the issue.
Declan, I am not a scientist, but I am so jolted by what you have just shared with us that I'm going to ask you a couple of questions before we let you go. When is the next time that we can get you to London, Ontario, so you can speak to the likes of Mayor Joe Fontana and our city councillors, who have so badly dropped the ball on this and who are going to be personally held liable when new legislation kicks in next January for this disaster that is related to the fluoride in our water? When are we going to get you to London, Ontario, Declan?
I don't know, Andy. I've been asked to travel to quite a few places at the moment, but
I'm coming at this
entirely independently. I don't get paid for any of the work that I'm doing in the area of fluoride research. It's purely as a humanitarian and an environmental scientist that I'm doing it.
Declan, I wish we had more time. Declan, I wish we had more time. We absolutely don't, but at least we have you in London, Ontario on the radio. What you've said is absolutely astounding and so crucial for our audience to know. We'll touch base with you again shortly. You have a message the world needs to hear. I thank you for joining us this morning.
And my website, Andy,
yes.
www.enviro.ie. All my reports are up there for people to download.
Declan, thank you so much for your time. All the way from Cork City in the Republic of Ireland. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, very disturbing report on 16 by 9, the global TV show this weekend, about how conscious are people who are in a coma? When people are in a vegetative state, are they really? Oh, this is scary stuff. It is. We'll be back with Beatrice Politi in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Take a walk down Richmond Row for fine dining, Easter shopping, spring fashions, and entertainment. Richmond Row, it's London's unique shopping and entertainment district.
Hi, it's Lisa from Yoga Shack. And if you love yoga, you know that it can be done just about anywhere, including at work. So go to Facebook and like Yoga Shack on Ann. Then post a picture of yourself doing yoga at work. You could win a one-month membership to Yoga Shack valid at both locations. And new students, visit yogashack.ca to learn about our 40 days, just $40.
You've waited long enough. Now it's finally time to part ways with your old car and hop into a brand new Ford. Swap your ride during the St. Thomas Ford Lincoln Built Ford Tough event and fall in love with the 2013 Fiesta, Focus, Escape, or the all-new Fusion and get financing as low as 0%. The Built Ford Tough event on now at St. Thomas Ford Lincoln, where we say, get the Ford over here. St. Thomas Ford Lincoln, just 15 money-saving minutes from London.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cj.com.